AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are reports more buildings collapsed after a new 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck parts of Turkey and Syria. There were no immediate reports of fatalities. The quake 2 weeks ago there killed 44,000 people. Classes are back in session today at Michigan State University. Three students were shot and killed on campus 1 week ago. There was a protest at the state capitol. This student, Mahak, spoke about the student shot.
Their futures mattered. They deserve to grow old and they deserve to live. It's clear that this country values guns far above our lives, and we deserve better.
The university has been criticized by some in the community for returning too quickly. Police in New Orleans have one person in custody after a shooting at a Mardi Gras parade. One person was killed.
New Orleans Police Chief Michelle Woodfork says a male teenager is dead and four others, ranging in age from 4 years old to 24, were injured in the shooting.
You know, a problem that they had with someone else. They were going to end it with gunfire, so this is an isolated incident.
She says safety is a top priority for Mardi Gras.
We're out there working every day, making sure that when people say are carrying guns during these events, we're apprehending them very quickly.
Chief Woodfork says while a 21-year-old is in custody, the investigation continues. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden decided to mark the one-year anniversary of the start of Russia's war in Ukraine
Presumptuous of me to say this, but I thought it was important that the President of the United States be here the day the attack began.
The President spent more than 5 hours in the capital, Kyiv, and consulted with President Volodymyr Zelensky on next steps. Also announced an additional $500 million in U.S. aid. An arrest has been made in Los Angeles in the shooting death of a Catholic bishop. New Mexico prosecutors dropped the possibility of a sentence enhancement that could have carried a mandatory 5-year sentence against Alec Baldwin in a deadly film set shooting. This is AP News. Mudslides have barreled through homes in Brazil. At least 36 people have died.
Residents clamber over the debris of a damaged house partially covered by a landslide in the town of São Sebastião in Sao Paulo State. Sebastião and Bertioga, two of the hardest hit places, have cancelled their carnival festivities on the event's main day as rescue teams struggle to find missing, injured and the feared dead in the rubble. São Sebastião Mayor Felipe Augusto says teams are not managing to get to several locations. It's a chaotic situation. Augusto posted on social media several videos of widespread destruction, including one of a baby being rescued by locals lined up on a flooded street. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Television footage showed flooded homes with only their roofs visible. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.